Azeroth with Attitude.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Azeroth with Attitude. Today, we have an extra special guest here. The diva, the icon, the legend, the social media star, and dare I say, one of the funniest people in the WoW community. We have Aya
Stop.
Here.
Yes. Wow, that was a nice intro.
No, I mean Thank that. You. I mean that, truly. My name is Art. Let's all just quickly introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Dylan Zahner, also known as 8-Bit Dylan.
And I am Aya. I'm the funniest person in WoW. I just learned that today.
No, I fully agree that. You know, I don't know if I ever told you, but you were truly like one of the first people that I saw in the WoW community that inspired me to also get into content. Because I remember you probably remember that clip that you made. I think it was like a BlizzCon clip where you did like different characters and you did like the TikTok trend. And
yeah, we're
I
like,
saw
we're
that.
Like for the Horde and the Overwatch.
And you were like, and you were like showing like different like characters that like show up. You were like the girlfriend of the guy or whatever.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was one. Like the first short form video I ever made. Yeah,
yes.
Insert clip here.
Yes. But that, like, I remember I saw that and I was like, oh my god, this is the first time I see somebody that like plays WoW and has like that sort of like. I want to say like modern, you know, like social media short form type of humor. And I enjoyed that so much. And I was like, wait, this is so cool. Like, I want to do that. Like, seriously,
and
you were like one of my first.
You slay at it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's because that's how I found you. I was like, I had the same thought. I was like, wow, I feel like nobody is like taking TikTok, like, you know, brain rot humor and like applying it to WoW.
Exactly.
There's a very small group of people that do
exactly,
that.
Exactly. But at the same time, I feel like now there's so many people and it makes me so, so, so happy. I feel like there's almost like an entire new community that like kind of like came up in like
they
the last
the
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're definitely one of the OGs. And I do want to give you your flowers for that.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My favorite.
But, yeah. So.
Oh, I was going to say my favorite short form videos from you during Race to World First were your outfits of the day. And they
so
were
cute.
So adorable.
Dude.
So cute.
Those were, I am such a black sheep amongst those boys and they accept me and they love me. But like I did the little like stateside dance one that I did. I did that every day in front of Siori, which you don't know is like one of the analysts. He's like the grandfather of Team Liquid and he's like very serious, very nerdy. And like I knew he was watching me like do these stupid TikTok dances in front of him every day for like 4 days or however long it took. And I get done with it. He was like, oh, you did a really good stateside dance. And I'm like, how did you know?
Oh.
He's like, yeah, you did really good. I was like, I figured you were filming like a TikTok video or something. I was like, wow, okay, cool.
That's so niche. That's the way you described him.
I know.
Would have never thought that he would know what stateside is.
He knew what it was. He was aware.
I do want to talk about that later, like your role in the Race to World First. But first, I would love to know how it all started. How did you get into WoW? How did you start playing? Like, did you grow up with, like, what games did you grow up playing? How did you get, like, how did you discover WoW?
I mean, I think my first game ever was, like, Pajama Sam.
Yes!
I really want to stream it. I think it'd be so fun. Like, bonbons, I still don't know what those are. I want one. I think that would be fun. And then I did like a little bit of Sims. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Like I did like Second Life. I think I did my first like real video game was Unreal Tournament. But World of Warcraft was the one that like finally hooked me. I did that. I started that in 2007. My dad brought it home. A coworker like lended it to him. He brought it home on like the 4-disc thing that we all know.
Okay.
And then me and my brother and my dad all shared an account for like a couple months. And I was like, I'm addicted to this game. I'd like my own account. Can I take my allowance and put it into a subscription? And they let me do it. So I kept playing on and off. I think we've all quit for like months at a time. Started streaming in college because I was at a school at the time. I switched back and I transferred a lot, but I was at a school at the time that had like adult classes. It was meant for people with like jobs and families, so they were night classes and they were once a week. I had a bunch of free time.
Okay.
Started streaming, did pretty well, and then then eventually started working in esports behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So I was with a group called GCD TV, and we started making like little community tournaments for PvP, like 3v3 tournaments. And I was doing a lot of stuff for them. I was doing like social media. I was editing for them, tournament admin. Blizzard eventually contracted us to do AWC for them in like a, like the official
circuit.
That's sick.
Yes. And then they like invented MDI, and they were like, hey, we have this new show, MDI, would you guys like to help us? And we were like, absolutely. Started observing for that, which is like the in-game camera basically, and doing admin stuff for that, stats producing. So it was like just a lot of hats. And then eventually they needed someone on stage doing interviews, and I was like, never done this in my life. I have no on-camera experience, but I know these players really well at this point. Mm-hmm. Can I try? And they let me try, and they hired me back, and they eventually hired me back. And now we're here. So
that's so cool.
Kind of the TLDR,
I didn't know all of that. I thought that you probably got into casting first and then got to Blizzard. So Blizzard was kind of like your first time in casting?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first, dude, my third show ever was BlizzCon.
Wow.
I was in my
that was house. Live, right?
That was live in front of like a live crowd, like 50,000 people, I think we peaked at. I was not very good yet. Like there was an interview that we did with one of the Chinese teams, and we had a translator on stage, and I was so nervous. I didn't wait for her to translate it back into English. So like this person is speaking to me in Chinese. I'm like, yeah, totally. Yeah. And then like went to my next question. it was a disaster. I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm very, very lucky because that is not the trajectory for a lot of casters. I'm very grateful every day. So,
well, honestly, you do a really good job, and you've definitely become like very well known in the WoW community, and like people just know who you are. So when did you then make that how did Liquid happen?
So Liquid happened when the guild got acquired by Complexity, and they were making some casting adjustments, and I got reached out to by someone on the guild. They're like, hey, we kind of need more like color commentators to balance out like the sweaty nerds that we have on the desk,
which I love.
It was a good choice. I was like, I have like mostly a PvP background. I'm super casual. I don't think I've ever stepped foot in like a mythic raid in my life. And they're like, that's okay. We want you. So I started hosting for them for every single one of their races. And then when they moved to Team Liquid, they brought me on as like a my official thing is like a Team Liquid ambassador is what all of the streamers are called.
Okay.
So
got it.
Yeah. So that's how Team Liquid happened.
I really appreciate that Liquid did that though, because I didn't really watch the Race to World First a lot. But then I remember it was the Hollandris raids. The one with like the crab. Do you like the one that took like forever?
I remember that very well.
And I just enjoyed watching you so much, because I'm also pretty casual. Like, yes, I do a little bit of mythic raiding and a little bit of M plus, but I don't like, I'm not someone that like reads every mechanic and, you know, theory craft and stuff. I like wait for people to figure it out for me, and then I'm just like, yeah, I'll just copy your talents.
I just copy paste.
No, same. Like, I'm like here for the vibes, and I feel like you brought that too, and you made it you made it like a show. In between all of the like super important stuff, you were doing like your jokes and stuff, and I loved it. It's so good. It comes so natural to you. Do you plan it, or is it like something that just happens?
Not usually. I did plan a very stupid intro to an opener last race that I'm so upset that nobody noticed, and I think you guys will appreciate it. I think I said something like, we're on day four of splits. The Colorado Rockies you can buy Glazilla the Colorado Rockies game, and Manon is no longer on Cat's Eye. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Race World First. Like, nobody said anything. And I was like, that I have been writing that joke for first half of this morning, and nobody appreciated it.
I love
that broke my heart a little bit.
I know. That's it was so funny. Sad. Oh,
I was huge when that happened. See, this is what I love. Like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, this is my, 10 out of 10.
My favorite thing.
I knew you guys would care.
My favorite thing about you is about vamping. So, like, obviously, with these, like, long periods where you have to, like, fill time because, like, teams are getting prepared or something. Like, I don't want to say, like, normal casters, but, like, let's just say, like, sweaty nerd casters. They will vamp with, like...
They know what they are.
You know what you are. They'll vamp with, like, stats or stuff. My favorite is you'll vamp by, like, anything that you want to fucking talk about then and there. And I live. And you're like, oh, you need me to fill time? I got you for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. It is an ADHD yappers, like, perfect scenario. It's great. I love splits because we can just yap.
Yeah, I just get creative and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of my job, as especially I'm, like, you know, the only host. The rest of them kind of fill both roles. Yeah. But my job is basically to fill the air when the other casters stop talking, and also sometimes when they get into the nerdy theory crafting stuff, like, too deep, I do have to kind of like it's also my job to sort of be like, hey, let's remember our audience a little bit. Gotta keep the balance, because I sometimes do go too far in the other direction, I will admit, of, like, talking about unrelated things. But
I love it. Fun. I remember there was this one time when it was you, Nagora, and I think her name is Meeks. And I was, like, kind of, like, half watching. I was, like, doing something else on my PC, and you guys were, like, it was the three of you at the table. Mm-hmm. And at some point you guys were talking about, like, makeup and skincare. I was living my best life. I was like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. I love this so much. I didn't dare to glance at the chat.
It was actually
pretty tame. I loved this so much.
Work. Okay. No, that was good. Gay rights. Yeah. I was just saying that was gay rights. Like, we won.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, like, we did. Three divas, like, living their best life, just, like, talking about stuff. It was so good. It was so refreshing.
I think all three of us got off of that desk, that segment, and we were like, that was, like, the most chemistry I think I've ever had on, like, a casting segment ever. It was so fun. We called it the girl boss desk. It still gets talked about. I miss it.
I miss it so much. It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
But back to you a little bit. Yeah. I also know that you're very sporty, and you also do a lot of skiing. And traveling, right? So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so skiing, I grew up I started skiing when I was 2. I even have, like, little, like, not a lot of people see these, but I have, like, little ski poles.
Cute.
That's
awesome.
But yeah, I grew up skiing, ski racing when I was, like, 6. And then I stopped when I graduated college, and then I coached for a little bit. Like, that was almost my career, actually. I did get offered like a salary position to, like, help run, like, the youth program at the ski racing club that I grew up ski racing on. But yeah, I spent a lot of time doing that. Still ski. I don't ski race. I could. That might be weird. They have like a beer league. I've thought about it. But
okay.
And then the traveling? The traveling, like, for work or what was the question?
I remember you had, like, there was, like, a video that you posted where somebody was like, oh, you should, like, stop gaming and, like, get out there and, like, explore the world. And you basically made this, like, video where you were like, I've been gaming my whole life and I've seen all these places.
Yeah. So that is a mix of me growing up in a very privileged position where my family took me everywhere. I was born in Hong Kong, actually. Yes. Lived in Singapore for a little bit. And I did, like, I've been to, like, 22 countries. Which I think is American is harder also, because, like, you guys in Europe can just, like,
it's a 3-hour drive.
A little bit. It's so nice. You can just, like, take a stroll into another country. I've been a lot of places. A lot of them are also thanks to, like, esports. So I've had, like, shows we had one in Katowice, Poland. Once a World of Warcraft one. We had one in Sydney. Team Liquid took me to South Korea last year, which was amazing.
I saw that. Yeah.
So that was a dream. I think I cried a little bit when they when they messaged me and they were like, do you want to go? I was like, oh yeah, yes I do. That was really fun.
That's
so
really, really cool.
I love that. Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
You would actually love Austria. Have you ever been to Austria? Because we're very into skiing here.
We put our kids
on ski at like 2 years old.
Oh my God.
And it's like,
do you ski?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm not amazing at it.
I
started really late. I started with, like, with 14, and then I've been like on, but I would probably not be at your level. Like, I'm comfortable on skis.
Well, no one is.
But like, when someone's like,
that's true.
Like, do you guys also call them like? So we have like color codes for like the slopes, and like the black one
green,
is the
blue,
hardest.
Black. Yeah.
Wouldn't until this day probably wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little scared of heights and like the speed and stuff. Like I could do it probably on like the last day of like skiing vacation. You know how you like build up confidence? Like on the first day you're a little like, okay. And then like by the last 2 days, you're like, oh, I'm throwing myself down from anything.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I have never been on a mountain. I want to, I've never like.
Texas boy.
I know. I grew up in Nebraska. So like flat as flat can be.
Like a drive over to Colorado. I feel like a fun episode for you two is like you, Dylan, go to Austria and Art teaches you how to ski. I would love that.
Yeah.
You guys could dress up in like 80s ski gear, you know, like one of those like.
Yes. The one that like makes your butt look good.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. It's like massive earmuffs and some moon boots.
Leg warmers.
Fierce. Yeah. I love that.
I'll come. I'll be the supervisor. Yeah.
Yes.
you could actually teach Dylan because I'm not going to be able to teach him. I'm just going to be like, Diva, just, I don't know, pizza or like, we used to call it like pizza.
Pizza
or
French
like
fries.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm really bad at teaching. Well, we'll send you the South Park episode. Don't worry.
Wait. Yes, I do know this. I do know this actually. Yes.
Because of the South Park episode?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
It's accurate though. It is. Actually, I went to the high school that one of the writers of South Park went to.
Oh.
And a lot of my teachers and like the rooms in my high school, you can like see in South Park, which is interesting.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like not far off. Yeah, like Casa Bonita is a real place. Like I had a lot of birthdays there. Yeah.
This is that's crazy. That's crazy lore.
It's fun. Aria. Yeah. I'll watch some of the episodes. I'm like,
you have such an affinity for social media. How did that start? Where did that come from? Because even now, like you're bursting with ideas. Like, have you always been someone that's like creative naturally, how did you get into like all of that social media stuff?
I think so. I was making videos like on YouTube when I was like 13. Like, I wish I didn't delete them.
Was it Minecraft?
So cringy. No, they were like music videos.
Yes.
Like,
no way.
Yes.
No way.
I wish I didn't delete them. I made them with like Windows Movie Maker. Like the one I'm remembering was like Every Time We Touch by Cascada.
Cascada.
Yeah. I like did outfit changes. Like it was so stupid.
I live.
I think I always have been very creative. Like I grew up thinking I was like not very smart because I wasn't into school. And like, you know, I got okay grades and then, on the side, I was like doing art and like making videos and I didn't realize that was like an applicable skill as an adult until I was an adult. And I was like, hold on, I'm smart just in a different way. So I think it comes from I've always been like this. And I also am like chronically online. And I think, I mean, you guys know, like if you're on social media and you see like a brand trying to like make account, like native content, and it's just like, girl, this is not TikTok content. This is not YouTube content. Like I think like to make content for a specific platform, you have to be on that platform actively. And it's like very obvious when someone isn't.
It's reminding me of like, remember back in the day, early Twitter, how every company wanted to be Wendy's when Wendy's was like dunking and roasting on everyone. And it's like, mama, you can't reheat what other people are doing. No. It just doesn't work.
No. feel like they still do that. Like, people still want to be Wendy's. Like, you know, there's like some old C-suite man being like, so like, you know, the Wendy's account, can you like, can you tweet that? But then you don't like fully unleash the like Zoomer brain rot kid. And then it just comes off as inauthentic. And it's like, it's just
evil cycle. That's so true. Yeah. I also feel like every social media has like kind of its own language. Like, you can't just like go on there and start posting. Like, you do need to figure it out. And also, I feel like people are just still scared of like being a little daring. Usually the videos where I'm like, ooh, should I, end up being the ones that are actually good.
Oh my
like
God,
the ones
yeah.
where I'm like, what, like the, like, you know, when you like hit post and you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life right now?
Yeah. And then the ones that you want to do well, don't do well.
Like, yeah, exactly. The ones you spend like hours editing and like planning and like reshooting.
This is the one that's going to get me viral, and then it just flops.
Yeah. And it's like a random clip that you barely edited. Like, you could barely understand what's going on, and that like picks up.
Okay, Aya, we have something super important and dramatic that we must ask you, because we ask every guest on this podcast. We have done something that's super scientific and very statistical, called the Mother Olympics. So I must know, Aya, in the World of Warcraft lore and story, who are top three mothers of all mothers?
Very important question. So you think about this.
This is so embarrassing. I'm so bad at lore, but I feel like
it's fine.
Oh no, the lore doesn't matter.
The lore doesn't matter. Yeah,
it's no one cares about the lore.
I feel like I'm just gonna go with like really obvious ones though.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Mothers of World of Warcraft. Top three?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. If you have one, that's fine.
Okay. So Zalatath's left foot, Zalatath's right foot.
Yes.
Okay, you A. Wait, you I didn't expect that. I couldn't even say like Sylvanas or something.
I was gonna put her, but I was like, I think the feet answer might be a little funnier.
No, I live.
Like 10? Okay, one toe, second toe, third toe, Zalatath, fourth toe.
Yeah. You could, like, there's endless, but no. But I mean, if we're being obvious, I feel like it'd have to be like Zalatath, Sylvanas, and then who's the hot dragon? Lee.
Straza.
With the red. Yeah,
Alex Straza.
Right?
Yeah,
she's fierce.
Total mother energy.
Just like take anybody that like Dark Lady cosplay plays.
Yes.
Mother. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah. Do you think that they intended the foot thing to be a thing?
Yes.
Girl.
Really?
I
think. Okay.
I don't know.
I think the first one was an accident. And then this is all my own opinion, by the way. I feel like I should say this. and then I think they saw the community, like, thought it was funny and were making jokes about it. And they're like, okay, we're going to like play off of it a little bit. Cause there was like, multiple shots of her feet like hovering into the frame like this.
It's so insane.
Yeah, it's like her little toes coming into this screen.
Yeah, they're like dangling. Yeah. And then
she,
did you
like,
see
instantly,
go ahead.
She instantly had more personality than like the jailer in a second. Because of that.
Zalatath's thing, one toe has more personality than the jailer.
Could you imagine if Shadowlands, they just caked up the jailer for no reason? Like he like turns around, you're like, why did they?
Like, oh,
huge! It's like jiggling.
Dude.
It's crazy. Yeah. Jiggle physics on anything but the jailer's cakes for no reason.
Yeah.
Love that.
I still think it's a missed opportunity, because remember when they announced Demencius and they were like, oh, he's so big, this is him compared to like Stormwind. Like, missed opportunity to like make him have like a huge butt and then be like, his butt is as huge as Stormwind. I would have lived for that.
Yeah,
they didn't do it.
I know, so many opportunities. Why do we need more, like, we need more gays in the days in the like that
heavy
studio.
On it.
Does someone
heavy
get art in it. in the writer's room?
Please.
No.
And in the... Dude, I'd be down.
That would be crazy. No, we have enough world of gay craft, as I always get in my comments. Talking about comments, I did want to talk to you about, because we talked about social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, obviously, I couldn't relate to the comments that a woman gets, but I feel like I do relate in a way of we probably get similar-ish comments from similar-ish people. You know what I'm talking about.
So same, like, people hate us, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
People hate exactly. both of us, right? Yeah,
you couldn't have said it more perfectly. And you've been in this like for a while. I sometimes struggle with it. I'm not gonna lie. Usually, I like to be like, you know, oh, I don't care. Ha ha, so funny. Like, and most of the time it is like that. But you know, I have bad days. And it does get to me sometimes. I'm like, why am I like doing all of this? And then I just get like so much negativity. I don't know. How do you feel about this? And if you do feel like it, how do you deal with it?
I did recently start going to therapy, actually.
Love that.
Partially because I could feel like my general demeanor kind of changing because I was getting so run down by all of what you just described. And I don't think there's like a right answer. Like it is hard to deal with. I have a really hard time dealing with it. It's really hard to see so many people like misrepresent your character, right? Because like, you can say like, oh, she's such a shitty host, she's so unfunny, like all day, and I could be like, yeah, whatever. But it's like it's the stuff that are just like flat out wrong where I really want to just like shake him and be like, what is wrong with you? Then none of this is true. And it's just, I don't have a good answer for that because I deal with it by going to therapy and telling myself that I'm lucky to even have this job and be in this position. And that's just unfortunately like a side effect of being in the public and being in the public in like a very like, you know, male, folk, cisgender, heteronormative space.
Very much.
There are so many like allies in this community, obviously, and there are more allies, I would say, than like the again, what you just described. So I think it's just taking it day by day and focusing on, you know, people like you creating a safe space for people and the positives that come with this community. So
Very true, very true.
You guys, I should say. I'm talking to both of you. ask the questions. I don't want to ignore you, Dylan.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you. No, you're fine. I do agree with you. Like, there isn't obviously a solution, but I think going to therapy is already a huge step. I'm also in therapy. I've been in therapy now over a year, like regularly, and it does really, really help. Obviously, there's bad days, and like therapy isn't gonna make your triggers go away, but it will make you deal with triggers a little better. But it's just like I get a lot of like obviously like the gay stuff, but like what I see a lot of like the girlies get that like I follow is usually it's always like the same vibe. It's like I saw specifically with your content, it was very recent, somebody pulled out your logs. I'm like,
oh
girl,
God.
Oh
my I'm God. So glad
girl,
you
can you imagine being so sad, so desperate, such a low life, to like actually look up a girl's log, screenshot it, and post it on her socials, and he probably thinks he like did the move, you know?
Oh, like, for sure. And like he commented, I'm getting so one guide right now because that dude commented like everywhere else. Like, we all saw her logs. We know she's boosted. It's like, I'm boosted, but you're also posting my gray logs. Like, they were mythic logs. There were 4 of them total. Half of them were from the early season. Like, I don't even mythic raid. The video in my head was about mythic plus. Like,
yes.
Like,
yes,
pull up those logs. Like, come on.
I know. It's so crazy to me. So, like, the lengths they will go to, like, do something like that is, like, embarrassing, honestly.
Oh, my God,
honestly.
It is, And, you know, the top women in the space, like, they can play at the top level and they're going to be called boosted and carried. And it's like, people say, like, Nagora got carried to World First.
I was just going to say.
For that, like, people are, you know, finding like old niche like enchants from multiple expansions to go to get like one more point of stamina. You think you're gonna carry a girl? Like, it's ridiculous. But I cut you off, Dylan, sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say, like, I totally relate to this because I remember when I did full-time content creation, there was like this group that was specifically targeting queer content creators, and they would dox every week.
Like, they were organized?
They were organized, and they would dox a different queer content creator every single week, and I was on a list. There was like a pending list. And so when they finally got to me, it was insane. I was like, all right, this is the week. They're going to release all my info.
Here it comes.
And the way that I dealt with it is even if they post accurate information, I'm going to tell them they're wrong because then they look stupid. And so I had this like whole statement ready. I had all this stuff and they posted it and they got it wrong. So I was like, this is even better because now I can really dunk on you, dumbasses.
It actually is wrong.
So I like,
that's scary though.
Dunked on him. Oh, it was so scary. And then like death threats. So I fully like feel you on that. It's so scary in the content creation space. My my unpopular opinion is I think a lot of content creators strive or want to be like this, like, I can take it. I want to be a celebrity. I want to be an influencer. I want to be like a social media star, but they just don't have the lived experience to have a thicker skin for being in that industry. And I really think that a lot of content creators need to have a thick skin to be in the game. Like, it sucks to say that, but
you do.
It like, therapy is not cheap. And, you know, like, like some people don't have support systems. So it's so tough out here. Especially if you're a woman in this industry, like, it's even harder.
Or marginalized group. I think all three of us can relate to that. But it's also like, I don't ever like to complain publicly, at least too much. Cause it's like, you know, look at what's happening in the world. And like, at the end of the day, I do play video games for a living. So it's like, woe is me, consecrate. You know what I mean? It's like this fine line of like, there's a lot of parts of this job that suck, but like, nobody cares. I mean, people care, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. I have another question for you, Aya. Super important. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was ready for another mother question. That was a fun one.
Okay. Well, I do. If you wanted something in that vein,
Do have another one.
Your podcast. Do whatever.
Welcome to Azeroth at the Attitude. We are super qualitative, quantitative, and extremely educational in all forms and matters of World of Warcraft. And we have a very particular and specific question for you. There is something that we also run here called the Daddy Deathmatch. And I must know, Aya, who are your top three daddies in the World of Warcraft whatever, the world?
Based on whatever you wanted to base it on.
Yes.
Right, of course. Daddy Denathrius.
Ooh, I live.
Okay. Love.
Yes.
Great one.
Can I say Zalatath again?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Daddy. And N'Zoth, you know?
Oh, I love
Tentacles. That's a bit of a hear me out.
Some people are into there. Yeah. Some people are into that.
To me, he's like a huge pimple, but honestly fierce.
It's the whole industry, particular.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. No, I support it.
If you swim in the right circles, you'll find a N'Zoth lover somewhere out there.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, we, a few episodes ago, we did, like, Dylan read me World of Warcraft fan fiction.
Oh.
And I had to react to it. And some of them were, like, made up by him, and some of them were, like, real. And I was just in shock with like the variety. No, there was no N'Zoth, but I'm sure you could find N'Zoth.
I'm sure it exists. ChatGPT. No,
like, I was like, wow, okay. The World of Warcraft girls are naughty. I'm not shocked, but I'm also like, I am still a little surprised.
That's a community that I think doesn't get like brought to the public a lot. Is the
not really
like,
no
art, like the what are the ERP? It goes deep.
It goes real. Yeah. It does.
It's not
deep.
Just Goldshire.
Sorry, that not was not intended.
But it was perfect. It was perfect.
It's very, did not mean to say that.
I have another silly, stupid question for you. And not stupid, but just silly question. What is your favorite race class combo in World of Warcraft? But also, what is your nasty, foul, disgusting, and anyone that plays that race class combo, you're a pig.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't even know anything of Ogre. Just give me the ick.
Oh, yes.
I can't stand those fuck ass lizards. Like,
girl,
they're so stupid looking.
Like, just stay in your visage form. I don't know how to say it. I'm sure I'm saying that name wrong. No, but, like, they look real cute when they're not a lizard. Like, and then, people that main any of Ogre class, like, think it's, or Drakthir class. Sorry, I'm like, mixing them interchangeably. They, like, think it's hilarious to, like, make them naked.
Yeah,
it freaks me out. There's something so uncanny about them.
It's so gross. And they just, like, they're flapping their fucking wings and, like, spinning around when they're using their abilities. And they just, like, it's like, I can always point them out so easily when you're, like, in a top down view. Yeah. So I think, like, anything lizard, not a fan of. If that counts.
It does. No, it fully counts.
My hatred for lizards replaced my hatred for Vulpira.
Wake it up.
I'm so sorry. Did I offend?
No.
Did you like them? Okay, both of you. Okay, good. We're all three. Okay, good.
No,
good.
I just love hot takes. That's why I was like,
ooh. Yes.
Girls are going to love this.
And then I think my favorite, my main is an unholy DK, Blood Elf.
Called Olaplex, right?
That's my demon hunter, is Olaplex. Okay. Yeah, I renamed my Death Knight this season is Spray Tan. Is the name.
Yes!
My names are ridiculous. I, like, do them kind of because I think it's funny. Also because I don't really like being recognized in game, so I moved away from anything being called Aya. And then I just, like, rage baiting people. Yeah. It's like every once in a while I'll get a cut. Like, I have, like, a Birkin bag. I have, like, an Erewhon girl. I have, like, an A cup. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, girly pop. I think I did an elf, like, hardcore run with Steph. And we named our characters after, like, elf, like, makeup products theme. But yeah, I think my favorite, just, like, class fantasy type of combo is a night elf druid. It was the first I ever played because I really liked the starting dress and I thought they were really pretty. And I don't know, it just feels right. Feels nostalgic.
Yeah,
that's cute. A good one. You and Steph playing hardcore together and just, like, girls drilling out brings me so much joy. I love that.
Yeah. She's like a classic girly. I had no idea. She's like, yeah, we're going to go over this cave and then we're going to kill these things. I'm like, how do you just know all this? Like, no add-ons, just going for it. I was like, okay.
Dylan made Steph answer the Daddy Deathmatch question.
Oh, my, what did she say?
I think she said Anduin.
Yeah.
Fair. Actually, yeah, I should have said Anduin. He was really hot in that one.
Cinematic, weirdly, out of the blue. I'm like, what?
He has he's exited his twink era and he's in his daddy era now.
Yes, yeah.
Beard, and he's like also like setting the tone and making decisions while everyone's just like fighting. And I'm like, Anduin, I see you, babes. I see you. I don't know. He really grew on me.
Is he not a twunk? Would he be more a twunk though?
I would say a twunk. Like
twunk status.
Twunk or a hunk? Definitely not a twink.
You guys would know better than me.
Do you think he has body hair? Does it make him an otter?
Do I think he has? He probably has like little blonde. You're like a little tough, you know?
What chest hair is Anduin's?
Like, shaves it, but it's like prickly enough that you're like, ow.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. We only ask the most important questions here on Azeroth.
Yeah, very much. Very much.
I love it. Yeah. I'm so glad you haven't asked me about what my thoughts are on Unholy DK for next season.
Oh, God.
Don't ask me any of those questions.
So what are your thoughts on... No, I'm kidding.
But you know how, like, people love to go into, like, WoW streamer chats and go, like, what should I play next season?
Oh, my God.
It used to happen to me. Like, it doesn't happen to me anymore, but people now get the vibe. But that used to happen to me, and I would literally always just, like, be super serious about it and, like, base it off of vibes, but they don't know. So I'm, like, super serious. I'm like, oh, you should play this. And I literally just say whatever. Because, like...
Really?
How am I supposed to know? Dude. It's like, it's such a boring question to ask.
It's so boring. Oh. I like God bless the like the guide writer type of content creators because I could not do that. I am like, I have such a hard time not being a bitch when people ask me those questions because I'm like, first of all, I'm doing like a 12 or something, and they're like asking me these like theory crafty questions about Unholy DK. I'm like, okay, here's what you do. This is my go-to answer. I'm like, here's what you do. Go to youtube.com/bicep pumps, do whatever he says, and then never come to my stream again and ask me those questions because I am not your girl.
YouTube's free, babe. YouTube's free.
My favorite is I will always pick some of my favorite stats about World of Warcraft are the least placed played race class combos. Like, sometimes Ooh. I'll make a character just because no one else is making that character. And so whenever someone's like, oh my god, what should I play? I will pick from that list. Like, let me pick, like, a really unplayed race class combo.
That is funny.
Pandaren Warlock.
No, it's like, I know, and I'm leveling one right now. No,
that
it's
is jail.
It's like Earthen. Earthens make up a majority.
Oh my god, I forgot about Earthens.
Everybody forgot about Earthens.
Earthens and Worgens. Like, well, right, I don't think no. I know anybody that mains those races.
Checking out.
Yeah, it's like Earthen. I think Rogue is like one of
Earthen Rogue.
Which yeah. at that point, uninstall the game, babes. Uninstall the game. I'm just
kidding. Yeah. You must be like. Because we're getting closer to the Race to World First. Are you already prepping stuff? Are you already like working for that? Or are you just like, oh, once they call me, I just show up? Or is there like already prep work that you're doing right now? Like, how does your day look like?
It's kind of all over the place. I do a lot of like, I don't ever test the raids. I should, but I always like, don't have a group or like I'm busy with like something else or whatever. Cause I think like one of the only casters that doesn't like regularly, doesn't have like a mythic raiding guild, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I try to study up on the bosses as much as I can. I'll print like the guides. I forget who it is. I think it's somebody makes like one page guides. I don't know if you guys have seen those.
I know who you mean. Really yeah, great. Yeah.
Pretty much like all the casters have those, by the way, like on the couch. We're like Love. Making them. And then for me, like I've been making like a huge shift in the last couple of tiers to make my own content outside of race. So I'm doing a lot of like planning in my head. Thinking of like any kind of new equipment that I need. I know I want to like up the production value of my stream this year because I do like the morning IRL stream. So it's kind of a lot of that. I know the other casters are like very heavily on the side of like just learning the raid thoroughly, prepping for the next patch, reading the patch notes. So it contrasts a lot, but that's kind of what I do. But the bulk of the work for me, content. At least, is like once I'm on site. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I had two people last year. This is my proudest moment. I should have screenshotted the frame. Said that my content finally got their girlfriend into the Race to World First, like Love into watching it. I was like,
oh, that is so.
They were
cute.
They're like, yeah, I showed my girlfriend your content. Now she wants to watch. I'm like, ah.
Okay. That is so cute.
This is actually fascinating because there is like a whole science behind like the marketing of esports. And I think that's why your content is actually extremely important for not just for Race to World First, but World of Warcraft in general. Because the only way that you grow esports is by getting non-esports people into esports. And the way you don't do that is by inundating them with stats or anything. You have to like flood it with the content that they're already watching. So I think please keep doing the IRL content. Please keep the girly pop vibes. Like that is exactly why people are tuned in.
Yes.
And that's why I think people watch Liquid over like a lot of the other content around Race to World First is because you are providing
nice save Dylan
because I think you are like truly bringing like a vibe that is not just digestible to people that are new to Race to World First but also expanding to a new audience. So keep it up. Thank girl you're killing it.
No, that's literally what got me into watching it because like I love WoW, but honestly, like the technical part and like the rating, it's like cool, but like
it's so boring.
It makes me kind of fall asleep. But I remember like my favorite parts were like when you guys were talking about like what they had for food today, what the chef was making, the chef's dog. Like these are my favorite like parts. Like I love that. Or like when you rate like the audience's transmog and just like rinse them.
Yeah.
My favorite. Love it.
They're all such interesting people as individuals, like the raiders on the guild. And I think it's really fun to be able to tell their story. I mean, that's just, I think my favorite part of being a host in general. Yeah, I could apply the same thing to AWBCs. They're all such like cool people and it's fun to be able to tell their story. And it's also fun to be able to like relate to people that play the game in the way that I do.
Totally.
So I'm glad that I kind of finally found content that I can make that resonates with that. So
yeah,
it's a privilege.
I do want to know, so like I feel like if I would walk into a room of like Liquid Raiders and I would show them my content, I feel like they would probably be like, what is happening? How do they react to you? How did they like warm up to you? Like, because I can remember those like memes where it's like the marketing team like running through the office and being like TikToks and everyone's like hiding.
Yeah,
I imagine it like that.
So, it like, is how like do you that. Yes. Okay. Yeah. There are a few dudes that are like, I've never been able to get any of them to do like a TikTok dance with me. I have asked several times. The casters are like that too. I know Jack was always down. He would have done, and like pre-game, he did like a stupid one with me once. But the relationship is kind of like, they know that I do weird, like not weird, but different content than like what they would regularly consume. They respect it. They don't judge me for it or anything. Like I still get accepted as one of them, and but they don't really usually want to be a part of it. Like if I was like, hey, do you want to do this like outfit check with me, they would probably say no. No, but they're really welcoming, and like I'll get them to do things if they don't have to like do anything, you know, silly. Like I did the one where it's like, looks like a cinnamon roll, is a cinnamon roll. I don't know if you guys saw that one.
Yes, I did.
Or if you know the trend, but they were down to be in that one. Like it's like, you know, they'll do stuff like that if they don't have to like, you know, go too out of their way to
something. Can we make a request for this next Race to World?
Yes, please. I would love, and anybody watching, if you have any requests, please send them my way.
But, I need you to do the trend where you ask them like different questions, and so their answers are different to what the actual question is that you ask.
Yeah. That like would maybe be at the beginning, I'd be like, okay, what would you do if you saw someone from Echo Guild?
yeah. And they're all like, I would beat them up.
Beat them up. I'm running away.
And you're like, I asked them like how they would get newcomers into World of Warcraft. And it's just like,
oh, what? Yeah.
Silly.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'll have to translate to. No, I mean, that's like the formula, right? Is like, I'm a big fan of taking trends from other communities and then applying them to World of Warcraft, which is like, seems kind of cheating.
Absolutely. It always works. And it's so fun. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to explore World of Warcraft from that. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I was going to suggest you should also ask them, who's your mother of World of Warcraft?
I will do. See, like they would probably do. They would be confused. Because I don't think any of them know like that hey, vernacular. Yeah. Yeah.
So the Mother Olympics.
Yeah,
who would you
I'll
pick?
No, I would. I'll do it. And they'll be
I
like,
absolutely do it.
"Who's got a kid? Who's got a kid?" Like they take mother literally.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. They would. Yeah.
Wait, that would be so cute, though. I would love that.
I will try it. I will try it. I'll be like, "This is for Azeroth with attitude." But I was gonna say like the DPS one that we were talking about earlier, where like this is a running TikTok trend. Like
really?
It's where you're looking at your watch. Like this is what my watch sees for the last like 0.3 of my run, and it's people like looking at their watch.
Oh, because you're you're in the running circles.
Yeah. My TikTok is very running centric.
That one cracked me up because like it's so true. How you like, always like look down. And, like even catch myself doing it on stream, and I'm like, oh,
yes,
that's embarrassing. Like don't do that. Like act nonchalant. Like
yeah. Oh, it's whatever. It's just me at the top of the day. Yeah. Whatever.
It's fine. So I have another question around Race to World First. So obviously, like I said earlier, some of my favorite content is the outfits of the day. Do you pre-plan your outfits for specific segments, or is it just your feeling of the day of?
So I don't the segments like on the race or for my social media.
Like if you know like, oh, today's gonna be a big day, like I need to prepare like a big outfit for this one.
So I have a larger answer for this question. Last tier was the first tier that I actually like tried to put like cute outfits together. Before that, it was like, I'm just gonna wear my comfiest hoodie and my like half sip and just be comfy every day, because like we have to wear the liquid stuff. And then last year I was like, I feel like I could like do cool like fashion Race World First content. So I grabbed my more interesting Team Liquid pieces, and I for like a couple weeks ahead, I was like putting together cool outfits, and like cool. I even got one of my hoodies like tailored to be more of like a crop top, basically a crop top, because it was
that
really
is so iconic.
I buy everything oversized, and then it's like, you know, it's like over your butt, so it's not cute. So I had it brought to a tailor, so it'd be more like fashion forward in my mind at least.
You are so iconic. Oh my god.
Thank you.
Tailoring a liquid hoodie, fierce.
It's ridiculous when you think about it, but like it's for
so cool. I love it, and it
makes me feel cuter too. So yeah, I do. If I'm like, oh, I think we're gonna kill the boss today, I'll like wear maybe a more intricate outfit. I did miss the mark this time because I like, you know, with the weird how it was like it like died, it like came back to life, and I was like, well, fuck, that was my best outfit.
It was erected on Easter, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I know. So I bought actually some new shoes. Actually, you guys want to see them? I bought some new shoes specifically for Ray.
Absolutely. This really is
world awesome. First. Yeah. This is the Assault of Attitude world here. Exclusive first.
Wow. We get to see it first, actually. That's crazy. Okay, boots.
They're so cute. I know, right? I mean, this isn't how I would.
Oh, they make you taller too. Okay.
I know. Yeah.
These are so cute, girl.
Yeah.
They're so cute. Okay.
For the audio listeners, try to describe them.
Oh, okay. Good idea. They are
boots.
Like, you know, like the shark boots that are, I forget what brand like originally like popularized them, but they kind of, they're like slouchy leather, chunky, all girly boots, I would say.
I love how they scrunch. They're like a,
I know. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. No,
I love like basic pieces, like everything, something all black, but then the texture is what makes it special.
Yeah,
you know?
I have this form and stuff. Exactly. And I have this weird thing where I like don't like wearing things that aren't black. So I'm a big person, big texture person.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you prefer black in general, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I literally talked about it in therapy recently. I was like, I feel like if I don't wear black, I'm going to have like a bad day. It's like a...
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know
honestly,
what it is.
I feel
is.
Like pink would look great on you. I mean that.
It does.
You're like, I'm sorry. No, it just does.
No, like, I'm stuck on like...
No, I have like an all pink like Juicy Couture tracksuit in my closet. Like, you remember those ones? That's... Yeah, because I was wanted when I was a kid, but I couldn't afford one, and my parents wouldn't buy me one, so I bought one with adult. You know, the purchases that you do when you're an adult.
You need to wear that.
I know. I almost wore it for this. I was like, I feel like it would match the vibes, but
yes!
I'll wear it tomorrow for you guys.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
This is a request to Liquid specifically. Yeah. Liquid, I need you to do a merch collab with Aya. And it needs to be a girly pop line of merch, specifically Liquid inspired.
Yes.
I requested that once, and they were actually keen. But there's been like so many changes right now going on behind the scenes. But I am trying to make that happen because I would love more like cutesy race merch.
I feel like it would work. Like they need to trust your intuition. Your things, like you really have an eye for these things, and companies need to, like, even if they think, oh, I don't know if our audience is ready for it, they will be ready for it.
Yeah.
Like they will. Important to be daring and like stick out of like the crowd. It's so important, especially right now when there's so much already on the internet. You know?
It is, I feel like Liquid does a lot of like really cool merch anyways.
They really do. I really like them.
Yeah. So they're the perfect.
Like a tour, like this back, I'm going to say something that's going to make me sound so stupid, but you know, these like rock sort of like band shirts that have like the tour.
Oh yeah.
On them.
Yeah. That was,
it looks kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. That was, there's like three different people at Liquid, including myself, that claim that that was their idea. So I don't know where it actually originated, but I was part of like helping make that like a rock band thing. Like literally what it was supposed to look like. It's like, and then the bosses
so
are like
cool.
The cities.
Exactly.
I think that was so the best selling collection that they ever had at the time. Was like the first like race merch that they did with that. So, but no, I made like a whole deck and everything because I wanted to, when we moved into Midnight, I was like, The War Within, I was like, we should like change the direction from the rock band stuff, and I wanted to do like a what is the word? Like a preppy, but not like the modern version of preppy, like Abercrombie, like old school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Preppy, you know, like you're going to play tennis and like.
Yeah, like 90s vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, like Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
Preppy. Very... I thought that
I
would
know
be
exactly
cute,
what you mean. Yeah, that sounds so cute.
You know, save that for my own collab if they ever let me do one.
Heck yeah.
They really should. They really should.
Yeah.
Or just like I saw a makeup brand that are doing like products and they're collabing with games, and based on which game they collab with, they do like trading cards. You know how everyone's like into cards collection now, like Pokemon, Magic, and they do like cards and make like their own characters. Like that's so cute. Obviously that's
what brand is that?
Kind of like useless. They're called God Mode. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I'm looking this up right now.
They're so cool.
Oh my gosh.
And obviously, like, that's kind of useless, right? Like, what are you going to do with a card? But it doesn't matter. It's about, like, the vibe, you know, and, like, the sort of, like, the fantasy and, like, the whimsy, you know? If you don't understand whimsy, what are you doing?
Where's the whimsy?
I mean, I have, like, 10 Labubus. What am I going to do with those? Like, they're fun.
They're fun. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the new one now that everybody likes? The, like, dumpling thing.
Oh my God.
So those are kind of stupid. At least the squishy things.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Well, I think we are at time. So I do want to say thank you so much, Aya, for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat
with two dummies.
Oh, yes,
I forgot
please.
To say something. I don't know. You must have been told this before, but did anyone ever told you that your name means eggs in German?
No one has ever told me that, but that is so funny. Aya is eggs
Aya
in German?
Aya is literally eggs in German.
I'm going to
go
yell at Makes right now because she is like the German. She's always teaching people German and she has never once told me that.
Well, if you say Aya, it wouldn't immediately click. But technically, when you pronounce it quickly, like Aya is basically eggs. Yeah. And I thought because your profile is an egg, I was like, oh, she must have been told.
No, it's my middle name. I tell this story that I can never tell people my middle name, but it's my middle name with like the consonants like taken out and like flipped around, basically.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, and I named it my first Night Elf Druid in like 2007. So I've just stuck
that
with it
so
this whole time.
Cute.
Yeah. And so I originally spelled it IEYA, but the WoW font made it look like an L. So I deleted the character and then like flipped the words or the letters around. And then, so it's, I probably wouldn't spell it that way now, but cause I get Aya, but it's, you know, I didn't know that. Yeah. I think it also means hail in Arabic. If you pronounce it that way, I have been told that.
Okay.
Interesting.
But I think it's fierce.
No, thank
I
you
love
for
eggs.
Fierce. I'm okay with that. I have a free company
protein.
In Final Fantasy 14 called Egg, so that works out.
Work.
Branding.
Yeah. Our like guild house is called the Boiled Room, I think. The Boiled Egg Room or something.
It was Destiny.
I know.
You didn't even know that you were like multicultural in that regard
just meant
for
to
like
be.
Your name.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Extending the world. Period.
Yeah. The lore is extending on my name. It's fine. It's now canon.
It is canon.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in.
No.
Sorry, Dylan,
okay. No, you didn't interrupt nothing. Well, thank you so much, Aya. Also known as Eggs. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. If you can Please go follow Aya on all her social medias. Iconic short form content, live stream content, just video content in general. Like truly, you are bringing the girly pop vibes to WoW unlike anyone else.
Exactly.
Truly. That's so nice to hear. It means a lot coming from you guys. Thank you. I love it. I was so excited. I told my boyfriend, I was like, all right, I'm going to go do my podcast with the gays. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yes. No, honestly,
I feel like I invited myself on.
No, you are always welcome.
That's not true. That's not true. I've literally been saying to Dylan, like, I really need to have Aya on the podcast. Like, I know we would vibe. Like, literally, like, you were probably one of the very first, like, connections with, like, WoW creators that I've made. I remember you, like, found me, but I had, like, 5 viewers, and you were in my chat, and I was like, oh, my God. Act normal, act cool, act nonchalant. You were like, genuinely, I was so excited to have you here. I feel like this was we were due to do this a long time ago.
I agree.
You're always welcome to come back.
Yes.
I hope you have a great time at the Race to World First. Rooting for Liquid now, obviously. Like,
good. Yeah, your viewers better be too. Yes.
Yeah. And also, maybe also point out where can people find you on social media?
Yes.
In case someone doesn't know you, which I doubt.
Totally got you. It's a long list. I'm Iya on Twitch, just E-I-Y-A. I have 2 TikToks accounts. If you want to see the like behind the scenes outfit check stuff for race, like I did last year, it's Iya Plays on TikTok, and then everything else is Iya Wow across the board.
Perfect.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Got it. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Iya, and hopefully we'll see you on another episode of Azeroth of the Attitude in the future. And you're going to BlizzCon, right? Obviously.
Yes. Yeah, okay. It hasn't been announced yet, but I mean.
Okay. Well,
Unless
I'm fired and I didn't realize. Yeah.
There's no way.
We'll
there's
see
no
you
way.
At BlizzCon.
Yes.
I'm so excited. That's exciting.
We have to physically go together.
Do you mean? Yes. I'm literally writing like a list. I'm doing a Midwestern goodbye right now. I'm sorry. I'm literally writing a list of like trends that I want to do. So y'all are going to be. First one I'm gonna ask.
Yes.
I'm so ready.
We're so ready. We're locked in.
Excited.
Well, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week with another episode of Azeroth's Attitude.
Bye, everyone. Bye.